90.1 FM Turmoil with music from a band out of Philadelphia called Uptown Bones. And they gave us Spring is a Cat from their split EP with Les Thugs. Starting off the set, our feature album this evening, Citizen Fish. Their new one's called Free Souls in a Trapped Environment. They gave us Supermarket Song. Senseless Things from England from their album Postcard CV gave us Teenage. And ending up the set, Uptown Bone, Spring is a Cat. With me on the phone, direct from Philadelphia, is Rich Fravell, guitarist, vocalist of the band Uptown Bones. How you doing tonight, Rich?
All right, Steve. How you doing? How's Stony Brook?
Stony Brook's going good. A little cold up here, but we're hanging out and having a good time. First question, probably the most obvious question I guess somebody can ask you, is how does a band from Philadelphia wind up on a French label?
Well, Les Thugs was touring late last summer, I guess, America. And we played a bill with them at the Khyber Pass in Philadelphia. And Eric Cerise, the singer guy in Les Thugs, who has a record label in France, Black Ain't Noir, really dug us and told us to send us some tapes. And a year later or so, we finally signed the contract and did all the deals. And the single's out now, and the album should be out in a couple weeks.
Now, the band's been around for a few years playing the Philly scene. What's it like down in Philly these days? I know a few years ago it was really hot, Electric Love Muffin, Flag of Democracy, bands like that. What's happening down there now?
Well, the Muffin broke up. FOD is putting out a new album now. I think it's out now. And other than that, it is a pretty... It's not pretty happening anymore. It's pretty dead, if you ask me. But there's so much variety in the bands in Philly that there's not really one consistent thing that anybody can kind of grasp and hold on to and call their own, really. It's almost kind of annoying, but there's two or three clubs to play down here, and, well, it's all right. Gets us by.
Now, how would you compare it to, like, the New York scene? New York's sort of, like, slowly dying up here. Is New York, is the Philly scene, like, getting real strong these days?
There's just not enough club support, and when a club does open up that does do bands, I mean, there's really no money for the bands, which isn't a major concern, but there's really not enough press support or the clubs. They really just don't hold on to the local scene.
Now, on press support, I got your press package here. It seems one of the big magazines down there, or newspaper, is Big Shout.
Yeah, they hail out of Delaware, and... They're one of the only zines in the area that do local band reviews, and like we'll send our single or a tape or whatever, and they're guaranteed to review it and get it out to the public.
And they've been very favorable to you. A lot of great reviews here, as have the I guess the local college stations down there.
There's WKDU, XPN is Penn. But they changed their format to kind of a world beat thing. WKDU still sticks with, you know, the whatever alternative thing, whatever you want to call it. And they're pretty supportive. They play everything we give them, and we played on the station a couple times live about a year ago. And they do, you know, a couple benefit shows a year. They brought Dinosaur in last year or the year before. But, yeah, they're really supportive, and they do a really good job. They just went stereo recently, so it's a big deal for them.
Now, the split EP you have with Les Thugs isn't the first release from the band. There's a 45 out featuring Stargazer and Locust on it. When was that released?
It's going on about a year and a half ago now. We pressed 500 on our own and, you know, did that was basically just for promotion and for sale, you know, to whomever asked and at all the local record stores. But it was really hard for us to get distribution. Coming out of Philly, there wasn't really any distributor in Philly. Well, Rave Records now, they've picked up the single, but only recently, and they're sending it all around. So
the band's been around for how long? A couple of years now, I'd say? Hello? How long has the band been around for?
It's been about 3 years, although seriously about two, playing, you know, steadily.
Now, I guess the history of the band compares to most punk bands where just a bunch of friends got together and decided to start a band not knowing how to play any instruments, and you guys just took off from there.
Pretty much exactly. That's it.
And is it still the original lineup from, like, when you first got together? Has there been any changes in the band?
Well, we started at Temple University, actually, we all met, and our first bass player kind of took off and dropped out before the end of the first year. So we lost him right away. We picked up Art DeFuria, who was playing lead guitar in a lot of other local bands, and he did some work with The Muffin on a couple of their albums. And he really straightened us out and got our act together. So.
And that's the lineup that's on the Locust Stargazer?
The lineup has been that way since, you know, we've actually gotten kind of serious about things.
So being together for like 3 years, you guys must have a lot of songs logged in right now. Are you working on something new?
I'm trying to get some more support out of the record label, and hopefully we'll be working on another album soon. But right now the band is pretty much broke, and doing any demos or anything like that, you know, costs hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. So that's kind of out of reach right now. But we are working on a new sets worth of songs for an upcoming album, which hopefully we'll get some money for to be working on.
Is there any plans to tour around the, say, New England, New York area?
Well, not right now, but the label is booking a thing for us to in Europe, and that's supposed to take place at the end of March, and that was supposed to be about 2 months worth of touring in Europe, and but now with all the situation and how everything's going down in the Middle East and all, we're not too sure how that's gonna turn. But I should know in about a week or so.
Is that a tour just yourself soloing, or would you be touring with another band if that took place?
Hopefully, it would be with another band because they just put out another album on the same label's coming out around our time. It's Mad Monster Party. So either one of the Black Ain't No Wild bands, or even just a couple shows we play, Suggs, would help us out. But they said American bands do really well over there, and we wouldn't really need too much support, so I really don't know too much about it other than that.
Okay, I'm going to tell everybody a story, because I usually don't do things like this, but I played the 45 2 weeks ago, and I was reading the sleeve of the split 45 with Late Thugs, and I saw the phone number, and I figured, you know, this is pretty good music. I like this a lot. Let me call the band up, a spur-of-the-moment thing, which I've never really done that often, and I woke you up out of a deep sleep. Sorry about that. But I enjoy the album so much, the 45 so much, I figured I got to give these guys a call and see what's going on with them. Never heard of you guys before, but I'm really impressed with what you've got. And I just want to let the listeners up here, you know, hear from you also and give them a chance to hear what's going on down in Philadelphia and around the rest of the world. So what we're going to do is we're going to give a listen to another song. This is going to be Locust from this 45 you have. And then we'll be back talking with Rich from the band Uptown Bones in just a second. So stay tuned. Uptown Bones, Locust, here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook with the Uptown Bones, a band out of Philadelphia with Locust. Actually, you guys aren't from Philadelphia, from a place called Sellersville.
That's where I live. It's about an hour outside of Philly. But I just graduated from school, and I was living downtown for the past 4 years. And then suddenly, when you leave school and you have no money,
right,
have to move back home for a few months, and that's where I'm at right now. So,
okay. Now, coming up on Black and Noir Records is a compilation album called On Another Planet. Will Uptown Bones be on it?
Yeah, we have a song called Beautiful on that one. And, Mega City 4 is on it, Parkinson Square, Vindicator, Shaking Dolls, Dirty Hands, a couple French bands, Davy Jones Locker, Mad Monster Party, and The Maniacs.
Great. Sounds like it's going to be a great album.
Yeah, it should be.
Now, the 45 that I've just played, A Locust, is that still available? Because you said only 500 were pressed.
Right, we're almost out. I have about 50 copies here left. And
all right, if somebody wanted to pick up a copy, what should they do?
Send me $2 or $3, whatever you have. 452 Sellersville, PA, 18960.
Okay, that's Uptown Bones, Post Office Box 452, Sellersville, PA, 18960. Okay, I guess that's about it. I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk tonight. We're going to play the flip side of the new 45 with Late Thugs. We're going to play Late Thugs Falling Apart. Now, you had a chance to see these guys. I heard they're like the you know, best thing out of France in a long time since Perrier Water, I guess. Why don't you tell people you know what it's like and you know how these guys got interested in yourselves again?
Like I said, they were on tour over here on they're on Sub Pop in America, and they were doing a thing over here with Blood Circus, and we played with them at the Khyber. Got to know them. I actually flew over to France and met Eric before all this happened. And what can I say? They're French. They're really nice people, though. Really great.
Okay, talking with Rich of the band Uptown Bones. Rich, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, hold on. I'll be right with you. We're going to play Late Thugs Falling Apart here on Turmoil.